Michael Grange joins us now, our basketball insider on Sportsnet. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, gentlemen.
Well, what an entertaining basketball game last night. I know those guys didn't play, no Draymond and no Curry, but Golden State, they still have some players, and the Raptors let them back in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was incredibly entertaining, obviously, but, you know, I think – you know, for if you're a Raptors fan, for the Raptors, you get out there, you get the win. It's still a quality opponent, and especially when you know Kevin Durant is going superhuman. Yeah, but I think there was enough moments in there that you know a couple of takeaways for me at least were one, the Raptors do need to figure out what's going on with that second unit because they very nearly cost them the game yesterday, both in the first half when they. Were so ineffective after the Raptors went up big early in the first quarter, and then again in the third quarter, and then into the fourth when the starters went to the bench. So that's got to be a lingering concern. And I guess the other concern would be is, you know, it looked the way the offense kind of struggled down the stretch there and a little bit in overtime. It looked like something we've seen before. You know, they ran multiple defenders at their primary scorer. This time it was Kawhi Leonard, not DeMar DeRozan. And for the most part, other guys, you know, had a hard time getting things done. So those are things that need to get straightened out as the Raptors go ahead. All of that said, it was very clear that, you know, Golden State, you know, the Raptors got all of Golden State's attention. The Raptors are pretty much cleared. You know, they're getting the respect they always crave. But it's going to be the Golden State's a pretty scary team, and and they showed it, even though they were undermanned last night.
Yeah, it wasn't, Mike. It wasn't what it could have been 3 years ago when they rolled in on that Saturday and they're 18-0, and they're all hands on deck, and you can really make some noise by beating them. They're right. They're 3-5 in their last eight. They've lost games in the West that to teams that aren't going to make the playoffs in the West. The Mavericks, for one. But, yeah, I want to ask you about the Raptors' rotation. Won't that look more, though, like outside of maybe more time for OG, won't that look more like a knock them down, you know, deep into a playoff series against a Boston, a Philly, or, heaven forbid, the NBA Finals? Well, there'll be less of the bench and a lot more of the starters. There'll be guys playing 32, 34 minutes a night minimum of the five starters last night.
Oh, agreed. And you saw that last night. I mean, I think Kawhi was up to 43 and Lowry played 40. I mean, there was an overtime in there, obviously. But, the rotation you know, in the playoffs will get tighter. I think this is the best team the Raptors ever had. And I think it was huge that they got that win last night, just that they got it, first of all. But also, it just saved them a lot of, angstiness. Had they kind of blown that lead and which they've done before and do it on national TV and all the rest of that. So I think it was good to get it out of the way. You're still very optimistic for what this team can get to. And I think it was one of those games where it was interesting talking to Danny Green after the game where, yeah, it was great to get a win, but look, there are some issues here. We got to figure out if we're going to be the team we want to be in the Eastern Conference playoffs and let alone in the finals. But also, Greg, I mean, you're looking at that team playing with two of their very best players and arguably their best player. And it's, you know, and then you've got Boogie Cousins walking around.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't even played yet. And for all the kind of turmoil they've been through the last 8 or 9 games with Curry out, 10 games, 11 games with Curry out, they were 10-1, you know, when he was healthy and happy. And everyone was happy, and they're looking like the best version of the Warriors we've ever seen. And I think getting to June and having those guys presumably on the other side of the draw is a terrifying thought.
But these are the kind of games, I mean, if you have aspirations that you're going to match up against them at some point down the line, obviously you're going to have to get through the East, and that's not going to be an easy thing. But games like last night, what are we learning about Nick Nurse as a head coach in the NBA in the games against the Celtics and Milwaukee and against Golden State last night? But as far as in the important games, what do we see?
I think you've seen the willingness to veer from the plan and to kind of, when things aren't working, to quickly alter. So, you know, CJ Miles, you know, he's still been struggling coming off his groin injury, and you know, he gets a crack early, and if it's not there, you know, he'll go another direction. Jonas Valanciunas, as good as he's been all year, I think he struggled last night in a lot of situations defensively. They went heavier to Serge Ibaka. His adjustments in game are pretty good. And I think he also, going into these games and coming out of these games, like, he's got a fairly good, like, a good perspective, right? Like, he doesn't deny the fact that it was a big spectacle last night with TNT and all the rest of it. But he doesn't, you know, get too caught up in the outcome, and he recognizes that I think he's got a spirit of fun, even in these big moments, which I think is probably going to serve him well in big moments as you go forward.
Do you think could they dive deep into being buyers at the trade deadline? I mean, to go get Ibaka Tucker, well, that was not nowhere near the roster it is now. But when they did that two seasons ago, people are like, okay, they've pushed some cards in, they've given up picks, they're all in. Is there a move even to make to block a Boston, block a Milwaukee? My biggest fear was Jimmy Butler going to Milwaukee, not Philadelphia. But we're going to get a look at the Sixers coming in next Wednesday. And look, I think they've got some limitations. I think Embiid even has some limitations. But they're going to start clicking. They're going to be a much, much better team in April than they are whatever we see Wednesday night. Philly is.
I agree. I mean, I think that trade was big for Philly and Milwaukee. You know, we always overlook them, but on paper, they're by far the, you know, record aside, you know, by numbers, they're the best performing team in the league. So, you know, I think the Raptors have them twice in the next month. In terms of like a move, I'm not sure exactly what you would move for. Like, this team is so deep and so complete, and its chemistry is kind of having to come together on the fly as it is, because of, you know, they've added two starters.
I'll give you a guy. Masai's always had a thing for Marc Gasol. I know Memphis is way better this year, but if Memphis said expiring deal, we're not going out, we're not getting past maybe a round in the West, we can really cash in the Marc Gasol chip, because that's been talked about in Toronto for a lot of years. Would you like, is that a move that would be intriguing at the very least?
I was a lot more intrigued by that last year.
Yeah.
I think the production you're getting out of your five spot, between Ibaka and Valanciunas last night aside, you know, makes that a lot less urgent. And I think, you know, and you wonder, what would the so? I don't see. I guess my short answer would be no. I don't see that as something you'd turn yourself inside out to do. And I think there's also, you know, it's a tricky situation because you don't know exactly what you have in Kawhi Leonard after this, and you could be looking at you know, some kind of rebuild, not necessarily rebuild, but you'd want to be preserving your assets so that you can kind of rebound. If Kawhi decides to go elsewhere next summer. So I think if there were moves, it'd be more, I think they'd be a little bit more around the edges than a big move like that. Cause I mean, that's a massive move. And to make a move like that, like I say, when you're already trying to integrate and build chemistry with the group you have, it'd be pretty high risk, I think.
Michael Grange, always a pleasure. Great game last night. Join us again soon, please.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.